Thank you. According to Northeastern University journalism professor and blogger Dan Kennedy, the Boston Globe has finally had enough of cruel, vulgar, gratuitous online comments from readers. They've hired a Canadian company to moderate the comments and remove the ones that violate Globe standards. These include false, defamatory statements. In one example cited by Kennedy, if a disgruntled Red Sox fan wants to post that, quote, Carl Crawford is a detriment to the team, that's fine, but, quoting again, he or she shouldn't say that he's dealing drugs in the dugout, end quote. Other obvious candidates for removal are obscene or profane comments, although less offensive terms such as jerk or idiot will still be allowed. But get this, the Globe's new policy, as quoted by Kennedy, includes the following, quote, we permanently disable comments on all stories about people who've experienced a personal tragedy, as well as all obituaries. And, quoting again, we also temporarily disable comments overnight for stories about immigration, religion, and religious figures. Commenting on these stories should be enabled at 7 a.m., and the stories should be given extra attention throughout the day so that we can move quickly if the comments degenerate, end quote. Perhaps it comes as a surprise to you that there are people who will post vile comments about victims of tragedy, religious figures, and the recently deceased. If so, welcome to the sleazy underworld of the internet, where anonymity empowers the worst in too many people. I commend the Globe for the steps it's taking. But I also urge them and every website manager to consider removing the shield of anonymity completely. Force the jerks and idiots among us to make a choice. Take responsibility for what you want to say or keep it to yourself. My guess is most will clean up their act in exchange for the privilege of being heard. As for the rest, good riddance to wicked bad rubbish.